Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
This week, voters in Pennsylvania should be feeling, well, pretty special. Both presidential candidates and their vice presidential running mates will be in the state campaigning for their votes. National polls give Barack Obama an edge, but the McCain campaign says its internal polls show the race is far closer. Are there that many undecided voters in Pennsylvania? Well, Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein just returned from Pennsylvania, and she joins us. She's in the studio with us today. Good morning. Nice to see you, Andrea.
Good morning. Nice to see you, too.
So what'd you find in Pennsylvania?
So clearly, the Barack Obama campaign is concerned about the level of undecided voters in Pennsylvania, and they're sending out Hillary Clinton herself to get the Hillary Clinton voters, the undecided voters. And I was with her Sunday in northeastern Pennsylvania, and then yesterday I was with her in northeastern Philadelphia in a Jewish senior center. And just to set it up, if you look at the electoral map from 2004, what you'll find is Philadelphia deep indigo for John Kerry. The rest of the state, red or pink pretty much, except for a little light blue around Pittsburgh and a few sort of colorless-ish counties. mostly Philadelphia is how John Kerry won the race, and Obama knows he has to do that. And he has to do it not only by getting a big African-American vote, a big young vote, a big urban professional vote, but also winning some of these voters in northeastern Pennsylvania that Hillary Clinton was speaking to. And she went in there yesterday. Remember, we heard yesterday morning her talking in West Virginia with that little bit of twang. So yesterday she was speaking to the seniors, and we heard all about how Obama was indeed a friend to Israel, and that the Republicans want to do with health care what they did with Wall Street, too many booze.
It's a very different twang there at the Jewish Community Center in North Philly.
A very different twang. But then afterwards, I went and I talked to a lot of the voters, and they were still not sold, like this voter, Audrey Beetham. And I want to say that she mispronounces Obama's name, but what she says is quite rational, so don't get caught up in that.
Don't forget, she told us, you know, all different things and not to vote for Obama, and she pointed all things against Obama, which she really did. She really did. And she had a lot more things to say about Obama. She really did. And I guess they're still in the back of my mind, so I'm not sure.
Obama. You could have corrected her there.
You know, I didn't want to make her feel self-conscious. I wanted to let her finish the thought, which is an interesting thought because, you know, I said to people, well, Hillary Clinton says Obama and I are essentially the same. So here is a woman saying, well, that's not what she spent 6 months telling us. And, you know, this was a Democratic crowd. I mean, there were some Republicans there. I met a couple of women who said, we became Democrat when we opened up our 401k statements last week.
Wow.
But next to the auditorium where Clinton was speaking, now, I should say, I mean, she got a standing ovation, which is something in a senior center because people are standing up on their canes and their walkers and, you know, big, big, big cheers. And yet, when I went and I spoke to some of the people having lunch of macaroni and cheese and stewed tomatoes, they were not decided at all. And these two women, Sandy and Esther, and you'll hear Sandy first, these are two Democrats.
He's very friendly with Farrakhan is his name, and he was such a Jew hater. So that's why I'm giving it thought.
I'd heard they weren't friends. You don't believe that?
I didn't see. I saw the write-up that they were friends. I don't know.
A lot of things are propaganda, but it wasn't propaganda when he was sitting there and the priest was saying, God damn America. How do you say it's a wonderful country?
So when Hillary Clinton says, well, the country's in a mess, so you should...
It is
a mess. I know it is.
You don't blame the Republicans?
Yes, sure I do.
We do. Yeah, absolutely. I blame them.
And yet you're thinking about not voting Democrat.
Well, I'm giving it thought.
Now, are these all strongholds, I'm assuming, of Hillary Clinton's? These were the communities that voted strongly for her in the primary.
Yeah, almost everybody that I spoke with in the senior center. And, you know, these undecided were not random people that I found. I mean, there were supporters of Obama. There were supporters of McCain. But they just heard this big, strong, you know, standing room
she
only.
She didn't convince them, it sounds
she
like.
She didn't convince
Hillary
them.
Hillary Clinton wasn't
and
able
they had
to really...
voted for her in the primary. And, of course, a lot of people voted for her in the Pennsylvania primary. She won by a pretty healthy margin.
But can I just ask one really dumb question? I mean, is it possible that Pennsylvania is so close that it's going to come down to Sandy and Esther?
You know, anything is possible. I mean, the fact that Obama and Biden were just there, and McCain and Palin are going to be there today. McCain's going to be in the suburbs of Philadelphia. Palin's going to be right back where I was in Scranton. I mean, they think that these voters are persuadable, mm-hmm. or turnable. And I did hear a voter, and we can actually, I mean, I think one of the questions about is, you know, is sort of this charge of terrorism getting
right.
through. I did hear a McCain supporter, and she was pretty clear on what she thinks that her campaign has been telling her.
Because he doesn't have a Reverend Wright in his background, and he doesn't have, who are the terrorists? Bill and what's her name? You know, in the background, and he is to be admired, and I trust in him as opposed to Barack Obama.
She's referring to McCain. She trusts him over Barack Obama.
Right, she is, and clearly this is what the McCain campaign is hoping that this sort of, you know, strategy that it has been sort of trying to play out over the last few weeks of mentioning Bill Ayers and raising it is going to do, which is get these people who are not decided to either not vote or to vote for McCain.
But did you sense any real enthusiasm? Even in that, there seems to be a bit of a hesitancy. And at the end of the day, Pennsylvania is really important in such a tight election when you're talking about 21 electoral votes.
Yeah. And it's a must win for McCain. There's almost no scenario, given the advantage that Obama has in some states like Iowa and Virginia that Bush won, there is almost no scenario in which McCain can win without Pennsylvania. So he really needs to win it. And, you know, I'm going and looking for undecided voters. And the voter we just heard, Gloria LaSalva, said, why are you spending more time talking to Audrey than to me? And I said, well, I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's going to make an undecided voter vote. So, you know, I'm skewing my sample a little bit. I mean, clearly there are partisans. And I went to a rally out in the suburbs with Hillary Clinton, and there were lots of people saying the things you'd expect to hear. You know, Obama gives us so much hope, and I'm going to go hear Sarah Palin today, and I imagine I'll find some enthusiasm. So it's not like there's no enthusiasm.
But it's been really interesting listening to the tape and hearing how these people are making up their minds or not. I mean, that, I think, is what's
right.
been fascinating.
And I was surprised because, you know, I was in Pennsylvania about 3 weeks ago, and I thought, as I've seen in some of the other states, that there would be a bigger tipping by now. And there were. There were people who had made up their minds. But the fact that there were so many people that are still undecided with just one debate and 3 weeks less to go was surprising to me.
Where is Clinton being deployed next, do we know?
She is going to Virginia. She's going to Ohio. I think she's done with Pennsylvania for now. But clearly she's being sent to all of the areas of the big undecideds where it's not an easy sell. I mean, if these people are holding out, it's not an easy sell.
They're sending my mother-in-law to Tallahassee, Florida. That's a Republican stronghold. So it's interesting, this strategy. Well, thanks so much, Andrea.
Thank you.
Andrea Bernstein, our political director. We're always on at The Takeaway, and we're conducting America's Exit Poll.
My name is Kate. I'm calling from Warren, Rhode Island, and I have absolutely cast my vote, and I am voting for Barack Obama. He represents the middle class so much more effectively than John McCain. And on another note, I plan on being Sarah Palin for Halloween because I can't think of anything scarier.
Well, thanks for that, Kate. People like her are already voting in this election. But we really want to know from you is this. When did you make up your mind? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE if you've already voted.
Thanks, Stephen Dubner. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Adora Udoji. It's The Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.